You're listening to New Technia. Scientists say they can listen for water ice buried under the moon. Researchers built a lab-tested model showing that moonquakes travel 2 to 3 times faster through icy lunar soil than through dry soil, giving future missions a way to map buried water without drilling. The approach is untested in the field, but China's Chang'e 7 and NASA's Artemis program could soon put it to a real check. Astronauts heading back to the moon under NASA's Artemis program will need water they cannot afford to haul from Earth. A new study suggests the moon itself may be able to say where that water is hiding, if scientists know how to listen. The 30-second summary. What happened? Researchers built a model showing that moonquakes, small seismic tremors on the moon, move differently through icy versus dry lunar soil, based on lab experiments in a chamber that mimics the moon's cold vacuum. Why does it matter? It offers a way to map buried water ice near the lunar south pole without drilling, which could shape where astronauts and rovers search first. What is the catch? Nobody has tested this on the actual moon yet. The results come from lab simulants and computer modeling, not a real lunar seismometer reading. 2 to 3 times faster. That is how much quicker seismic waves travel through ice-bearing lunar soil compared with dry soil in the team's experiments, a difference large enough to show up clearly in field data. Why does this matter? Orbiting spacecraft have already spotted signs of ice near the moon's poles, but they can only see the top layer of soil. Nobody knows how much ice sits deeper down, or exactly where it is concentrated. That question matters because water can be split into drinking water, breathable oxygen, and rocket fuel, resources that would be extremely expensive to bring from Earth. A reliable way to prospect underground, rather than guess from orbit, could shape where Artemis crews and robotic landers actually go. What did the researchers find? A team from the University of Maryland, Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory, and the University of Hawaii combined 3 lines of evidence. One researcher built a specialized cryogenic vacuum chamber, nicknamed Frost, that reproduces the moon's sub-zero, airless conditions and uses X-ray imaging to watch how ice forms between grains of simulated lunar soil. A second scientist modeled which polar craters stay cold enough to keep ice stable over billions of years. A third ran simulations of how seismic waves, the same kind of vibrations that register on Earth during earthquakes, would move through that icy ground. Combined, the models predicted that ice-rich regolith transmits seismic waves 2 to 3 times faster than dry regolith, and that ice-heavy layers can bounce some of that seismic energy back, producing a distinct echo. The team says a well-placed seismometer could use both effects not just to detect ice, but to estimate roughly how much is there, down to about 800 meters below the surface. The findings were published in the journal Science Advances. How would this actually work on the moon? The method piggybacks on tools space agencies already plan to send. China's Chang'e 7 mission, expected to land near Shackleton Crater in late 2026, carries a seismometer in one of the most promising ice-hunting regions. NASA's Artemis program is separately expected to deploy the Lunar Environmental Monitoring Station, a seismic instrument designed for exactly this kind of survey. Neither mission was built specifically to test this model, but both could supply the first real seismic data to check it against. Before we overstate the result, no one has physically measured ice on the moon using this seismic method. The predictions rest on lab simulants, satellite temperature models, and computer simulations, not a live lunar reading. The model currently resolves subsurface structure only to around 800 meters, and real lunar terrain is messier than any lab chamber or simulation. Confirming the approach depends on missions, like Chang'e 7 and Artemis instruments, that have their own schedules and technical risks before they ever collect usable seismic data. What happens next? The researchers describe their work as a testable prediction rather than a finished tool. They are hoping to compare it directly against data from NASA's Viper rover, whose drill and onboard sensors could generate real seismic signals near the South Pole, and eventually against Chang'e 7's own instruments once that mission lands. If the predicted signatures show up in that real-world data, it would mark the first direct confirmation that seismology, a technique long used to search for water and minerals underground on Earth, can do the same job hundreds of millions of kilometers away. For now, the Moon has not given up its water yet, but scientists say they finally know what to listen for. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.